Ultrasound Gel Podcast.
Ultrasound Gel Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Ultrasound Gel Podcast. I'm Mike Pratz and I have with me Cray Bolger and Jacob Avila today.
Hello.
This is a paper titled Blunt Abdominal Trauma: Role of Contrast-Enhanced Ultrasound in the Detection and Staging of Abdominal Traumatic Lesions Compared to Ultrasound and Contrast-Enhanced Multidetector CT. So, Jacob, what's this all about?
So, this study was published in La Radiologica Medica in February 2015. Thank you for letting me say that word.
Radiologica.
So what they did with this study is they were trying to figure out if adding contrast to the ultrasound examination they were doing increased the accuracy. So they were trying to figure out, if we add contrast, can we detect and grade these abdominal traumatic lesions in patients with low energy isolated abdominal trauma compared to a ultrasound without contrast and a CT scan as the gold standard.
So what's the deal with contrast in ultrasound? Is this the same stuff as the CT contrast, or is this...
Negative, Ghost Rider. This is completely different. So this kind of contrast is actually, it's kind of complex, but they take these inert gases, and then they coat it with this substance that when hit with the sound wave will oscillate. So it'll get bigger and smaller. And that oscillation that little bubble will do will send off a stronger signal back to the ultrasound transducer. So it's basically just inert gas instead of an actual contrast agent.
I got it. But this will function similarly to contrast in other modalities in that it will kind of light up the areas where blood's going to, right?
That's correct.
Cool. So this would be really a game changer if you can use ultrasound to get some of the similar effects as contrast CT in the trauma patient.
Mm-hmm.
I like the concept. Cray, how did they do this study?
So this was a single trauma center. They had low energy isolated abdominal trauma, which I think is a great patient population. We'll talk about that later. They were stable, and they met the START criteria of yellow or green. So these weren't your life threats, high-risk injuries. They had radiologists who had at least 5 years' experience in emergency radiology, especially in trauma imaging, performing the studies. So they have a slightly different user mix than we have in the United States. And they did a retrospective review of the consecutive patients over 7 years at this center. The CT was considered the gold standard, and then they used that, comparing it to the results of ultrasound and contrast-enhanced ultrasound, to predict sensitivity, specificity, positive predictive value, and negative predictive value. They also looked at their ability to grade the lesions, again, compared against the gold standard of CT with contrast-enhanced ultrasound. Obviously, with the non-contrast-enhanced ultrasound, that wasn't a possibility.
Yeah, so they were looking not only for the usual purpose of the FAST for free intra-abdominal fluid, but also for actual lesions in the organs, right?
Yes, sir. And so all of their patients got a FAST the standard way, and then they also received a second FAST with the contrast-enhanced ultrasound. Then those same patients got IV contrast and underwent a 16-slice CT scan within an hour of getting the contrast-enhanced ultrasound, so that there was theoretically not a significant delay where you could potentially pick up a
progressing injury.
Yep. So they used a traditional curvilinear probe, 4 megahertz, kind of your standard bread and butter FAST exam. They had special software on their machine to detect the microbubbles of their inert gas contrast. They looked in the right upper quadrant, waited 3 minutes of scanning, did a second flush of contrast, then looked in the left upper quadrant for the remainder 3 and 4 minutes. They also looked for free fluid and parenchyma injury.
Cool. This was the trauma patient that is not super sick, but they have some sort of abdominal trauma where you are a little bit worried, or worried enough at least that you think they need a CT.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the FAST exam, but they give contrast in between it. It seems like it might take a little bit longer because you have to wait for the contrast and do a second bolus of contrast. But in the end, maybe that would allow us to see some of these organ injuries that otherwise ultrasound without contrast is not traditionally sensitive for. So let's take a look at what they found. They ended up with 256 patients And on CT, which was used as their gold standard, 84 of these, or 32.8%, had traumatic injuries to the liver, spleen, or kidneys. And 45 of these, which is about 18%, had free fluid. So how well did ultrasound do? Remember that they're comparing ultrasound without contrast to ultrasound with contrast on the background of the gold standard being what's found on CT. So for traumatic organ injury, they found that ultrasound was sensitive 59%, specific 99%. When you add contrast to the ultrasound, sensitivity jumps up to 96% and specificity stays at 99%. Looking at free intra-abdominal fluid, ultrasound without contrast, 91% sensitive, ultrasound with contrast, 95% sensitive, and both, again, 99% specific. So you can see in both of those cases, adding the contrast increases the sensitivity, which is really what you're looking for when you're trying to rule out an injury, as in the case of this trauma. The last thing they looked at was the grading of these injuries. So they were able to actually stage the injuries, and based on the staging that they did, they had a sensitivity of 88%, which I think is really good for ultrasound in staging these injuries. And they looked at it, you know, when they understaged them, was there anything that they missed as far as interventions? And I think there was only a few cases in which there was one urinary tract injury that they missed that ended up getting an intervention. But otherwise, it seemed really good for both the staging and the finding of these injuries. So what do you guys think? Is this the next thing?
Well, I think that this kind of brings up an important point, and that is the fact that ultrasound without contrast is really good at finding free fluid, but not good at finding organ injuries. I mean, this kind of shows what we already know about ultrasound. As far as contrast ultrasound, what I'm getting from this is that contrasted ultrasound will show you more if there are solid organ injuries. So ultrasound by itself, good for free fluid, which is, you know, could mean many things. But if you want to see how the organs are doing, then you can add contrast, and that's what the contrast is good for. The results show that it's a little more accurate for finding free fluid, the contrast-induced ultrasound, or contrast-used ultrasound, but they also did that later. And so maybe a non-contrasted ultrasound done at the same time as a contrasted one might have had the same accuracy.
Yeah, I think the really great thing about this study is they didn't take that, I don't want to say easy trauma patient, but the one that's high risk, that we're probably going to take to the OR, keep an OBS, send to the CAT scanner anyway. They took that patient that we really would potentially benefit from reduced radiation, right? If you're polytrauma, ejected from a vehicle, you're going to get pan scanned. You're probably going to get pan scanned 5 times while you're in the hospital. But it's that, you know, moderate risk. You know, I could see this being super beneficial in like these pregnant women who fall from standing, who you really don't want a CAT scan, or the little old ladies who fall and come in 2 days later who you have a low to moderate suspicion for trauma and you really want to save them radiation. Maybe even in kids, this would be a great benefit for all these low-risk bellies that aren't going to the OR usually anyway. I think that's where this stands to have the most impact in the future.
That's a great point. For all of these diagnostics that we're doing, pretty much anything, you have a pretest probability, and then you have your test, and then you have a post-test probability. So if you already have a low enough pretest probability that you think with this type of sensitivity, you could reduce that to low enough that you feel confident afterwards, it can really be useful. Because I think that the question that people are going to ask is, can you not do a CT in this patient if you have a low enough suspicion for injury? The authors themselves concluded that they think patients with a negative contrast-enhanced ultrasound can be discharged or possibly monitored without CT because they only missed lower grade injuries.
Some questions I have, I think, just like with our regular ultrasound, do we need to do a repeat to increase the sensitivity and specificity? Since there's no radiation, is that possible? You know, what's the stability of the contrast? Can we repeat the doses of the contrast? I think those are some great things to potentially look into in the future to really make this feasible. But wouldn't it be nice, and wouldn't your radiologist be happy if not every trauma patient had 6 CT scans and 45 minutes of work associated with them?
So this was a really neat study. There were some limitations to it, though. This was retrospective, single center. They're using a 16-slice CT, which I think is probably a few less slices than some other places that we may work at now. There's a question of whether you need this contrast pulse sequencing that they had their machines. Do you need that on your machine if you're going to use contrast? It's hard to say, but in this study, to get these results, you have to know they had that on their machines. These were all radiologists who had specialized training in trauma. So again, we really don't like to bring up the idea that this is operator dependent, but just keep in mind these did have a substantial amount of training beyond what some other providers may have who are doing fast exams.
I mean, this is one person rotating through this specific scan all the time, every day, versus a resident who comes and goes, or an attending who maybe is only on a trauma shift once in a blue moon or once a month. So I think that's important. It's not necessarily who the operator is, it's how much the operator has done.
Right.
They also didn't look at all of the organs that you can see on CT. When they're doing the contrast enhanced ultrasound, they really were only looking for organ injuries in the right and left kidneys, the liver, and the spleen. So other abdominal organ injuries would be missed with even with the contrast enhanced fast.
Yeah, they didn't evaluate pancreatic or bowel injuries, which can happen and can cause issues for patients. So another
definitely
limitation.
But overall, I think that this does show that compared to the regular fast, there is an impressive increase in the sensitivity for traumatic organ injuries. My take-home points were that in cases of stable isolated abdominal trauma, contrast-enhanced ultrasound was 96% sensitive and 99% specific for traumatic organ injury compared to a CT. And this is a lot better than non-contrast-enhanced ultrasound. Now remember, we're only talking about injuries to the kidneys, the liver, or the spleen. So keep that in mind if you're going to be using this. Contrast-enhanced ultrasound also had a greater sensitivity for free fluid than the non-contrast-enhanced ultrasound. So at the end of the day, I think that it may not be ready to replace CT because of some of the other injuries that you could miss, but it's getting pretty close. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you later.
More pressure, more gel, more pressure, more gel, more
ultrasound gel podcast.